The South Carolina Department of Agriculture has just announced a new grant program. To hear more about it, I'm chatting now with South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, this is a follow-up and a new development on a story we've been talking about for quite some time now. Tell us about it.
Well, that's right, because we started, I know, 2 to 3 years ago in conversations and surveys with beef farmers around the state to say, what would it take for us to get more animals grown out in South Carolina rather than sitting them out west as calves? The answer was just coming back, I'll expand if there's more capacity in processing and I'll have to wait 6 months to a year to get my animals processed. So people just get to make those types of plans.
Mm-hmm.
So with all of that being said, we have some dollars in our agribusiness development fund, and we are allocating the majority of those funds there now to expanding the beef processing in South Carolina with the South Carolina-based processors that are mostly smaller. And if we can double the capacity, then that just leaves those dollars in South Carolina rather than send it out west and it comes back value-added as a frozen steak. So this is new. We just rolled it out last week, and I think we call it the Processing Capacity and Efficiency Program. So a mouthful to say is the beef processing grants.
You know, one of the things that I find surprising, and maybe this doesn't come as a surprise to others, but South Carolina has more than 700 livestock farmers. I thought that was quite a bit more than I would have guessed. And so there's a real need to get this meat processed right here in South Carolina, is there not?
That's correct. And most of our beef livestock farmers do cow-calf. You know, they wean off the calf, and at 500, 500, 600 pounds, they ship a load out west to the finishing yards. Well, with this extra capacity of processing animals here, we expect that more of those animals will stay here, go up processing size, perhaps access some of the school nutrition programs, maybe some of the universities. We've already had those conversations going on. But a lot of our farmers who currently process their own beef are selling, you know, selling shares of a cow and things like that. But if we really get this volume up, then we'll work every angle to get some market access, even increase for our farmers. So it's this was just one of the major links in the chain, if you will, from producer to consumer, and that is why we've announced this program to make a difference.
If granted some of these funds, what could a processing facility do with this kind of funding?
Well, that's a good question. Obviously, increasing the capacity through infrastructure, if it's the building footprint itself, equipment. Also, we know that there's a shortage of trained butchers and meat cutters. So if the training is necessary, they could get reimbursed for some of that. But again, it's just, I visited personally probably with five or six around the state and got the similar messages that need more capacity, more equipment, and they mostly could fit it within, you know, the current building. So just getting the equipment upgraded and extra lines, if you will, of processing, hanging coolers and things like that, it will bring about this expansion. And we think it'll have just a tremendous impact on the beef industry in South Carolina.
If folks want more information on this, how can they go about getting it, and what is the deadline to apply?
We've got a grants part of the website for the department, and that's agriculture.sc.gov, and then /grants, plural. And then the deadline is January 13th of 2023. So that gives everybody 45 days or so to work this up, get it back to us, and we'll get started and hope to see some results in the not-so-distant future.
That's exciting. It's called the Increased Processing Capacity and Efficiency Program, trying to build up that capacity for meat processing in South Carolina. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.